every year, there are a lot of different groups that put out Christmas ornaments. I mean, it's a great fundraiser, and some of them are really unique, and you can, if you know, after you do 10, 15 years of it, you can have a special Christmas tree with Christmas ornaments that just represent whatever that group may be. And for years, I've been doing that with the White House Christmas tree. And, you know, we talked to Stuart McLaren, who runs the White House Historical Association, when they unveil their ornament. And they do it early, man, like in March for the next, for the Christmas that's coming. But this year, the Capital Foundation here in Richmond is doing a Christmas ornament. I don't know how many years running they've had one, but they've really been beautiful over the years, and it's become a little bit of a Richmond tradition for a lot of families around town. So I wanted to have Charlie Seilheimer, who's the chairman of the Virginia Capital Foundation board, join us this morning to tell us about this year's ornament, how much money he thinks they may raise, and more importantly, probably, what the foundation does and why Richmonders should pay attention. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning. It's nice to talk with you, and I can answer your first question. This is
okay.
The ninth ornament that we have made. And so you're all ready, although they won't cover a Christmas tree, you can get a good start.
Good. Perfect. And I remember there was one that was the fountain that's kind of, you know, there are
that's
two
right.
famous fountains at the edge of Capitol Square that have a natural
that's
spring.
Right.
That's kind of cool. What's this year's?
The Fountain and Monument Walk. We did mm-hmm. that in 2017.
Okay. So a few mm-hmm. years back.
And right. And as far as what the Virginia Capital Foundation does is we are created to support by the legislature to create the ongoing restoration, preservation, and interpretation of the state capitol, Capitol Square, and the Executive Mansion.
It must cost a fortune every year, as old as all of those buildings are.
Well, it costs a great deal, and of course, most of the upkeep is taken care of by General Services, which does a great job. But for instance, in the last couple years, we have raised about $3.8 million, actually over that, for the Women's Monument. That was created on Capitol Square, and over $700,000 for the Indian tribute, as well as doing things in the mansion like restoring all of the, for those who've been to the mansion and seen the magnificent silver pieces. They're from the old battleship USS Virginia, mm-hmm. and we paid to restore all of that silver. It had, after years on the battleship of hard use, it was sort of dented and scratched, and those things after a period do need a little tender loving care.
And that has a cost to it. Well, I'm glad that you're
That's
there
right.
doing it. And, you know, I will avoid politics today in this interview, and we don't have to talk about some of the destruction that's happened in 2020, because I have admired the work you all have done to tell a broader story about the history of Virginia and include some people from the past who may have been overlooked for a variety of reasons and share the contributions they've made to our society. And so for folks like me who value all of Virginia's history, I think you've been good stewards of that. And for others who are very focused on the exclusion of individuals, I think you've been very sensitive to including people
well,
who have been left
well,
out.
Well, you know,
in the past.
It's interesting that you'd bring that up, and I can switch it to this year's ornament, which is very much a part of maintaining the history of Capitol Square. this year's ornament is of the old City Hall. And it might interest your listeners to know that there was an older City Hall that was torn down after the Civil War on the same site. It was a beautiful, a magnificent building. And it's something that today would have been preserved. And the current Old City Hall, which is the subject of this year's ornament, is undergoing a restoration right now that we hope will be completed in 2022. And that City Hall was dedicated in 1894. It was, the cornerstone was laid earlier in 1887, and it was in constant use as Richmond City Hall until 1971. And there was talk both at the city and state level of tearing the building down. And it was saved. The state, thank heaven, saved it. It's a magnificent building. And it's something that people will enjoy visiting. When it was built, and I'll give you a few other interesting things. They haven't changed much. Actually, government's gotten more conservative. You'd be interested to know that the original estimate for the cost of the City Hall in 1887 was $300,000. And it just slightly missed coming in at that. And its final cost was $1,318,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've gotten a lot better with our budgeting these days.
Thank goodness for that. Well, it is gorgeous on the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
It's that. How would you describe it? It looks almost like a castle. It really stands out on the Broad Street.
Well, you know, the architects call it they call it a high Victorian Gothic. And that's, I guess, the proper description, since they know their subject.
To categorize it.
But, yeah.
Well, tell me how we can get the ornament in time for Christmas. Have we missed the deadline to get it here before Christmas Eve? Or?
No, you haven't missed the deadline. And as a matter of fact, in about 10 minutes, I'm on my way down to present the ornament to the First Lady at the Executive Mansion, and these can be ordered. They're $24 each, or if you buy them in a group of five, they're $20 each.
Well, that's great. And they're a nice little gift to have for people. And you've got a website.
Well, they are.
Give me the website.
Well, the website is www.virginiacapital.gov, or you can call the Virginia Capital Foundation office at 804-786-1012.
And
correct.
VirginiaCapital.gov.
That's right.
Is the website. Listen, I'm so excited to have you on, and you know, please give my best to the First Lady, Mrs. Northam.
We'll do that.
And we appreciate you coming on and sharing this with us.
Okay, I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Charlie Seilheimer, the chairman of the Virginia Capital Foundation board, about the Christmas ornament that is available now online and at that phone number, 786-1012.